This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird Podcast. Here again with Dr. Frank Rossi. It's hard to believe this is the 18th week of the season we've done this, Frank. And we kind of sound like a broken record here, but it really has been kind of a low-stress year in terms of weather, correct?
Yeah, I think it's always good to look at data, right? I mean, it's one thing to feel like it's low stress. It's another thing to have data. Mm-hmm. We got soils in the upper 60s, Carl. Yeah. I mean, obviously, there are places where it's cooler. I'm sorry, warmer. But still, there's soils in the upper 60s. Rains are coming timely. Even though the areas, we have some areas that have been dry, they're getting timely rains now. And so what we're seeing is a collection of spot kinds of problems, right? Where it got really dry for a little while, the crabgrass came on in a lot of wooded areas where woods are impinging on landscapes, get more Japanese stilt grass into these areas. And, you know, our weed person would tell you, certainly you could go outside of New York State with high rates of quinclerac and get control. But the spot treating restrictions we have with quinclerac in New York State really don't make applying to large plants practical. So, as I said, you know, we're going to be living with that particular problem. But in general, it's been, you know, we are a broken record 18 weeks in that if you're really struggling with your turf, there probably are some long-term issues that we need to start looking at.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of those long-term issues. We've talked about kind of identifying problems in your irrigation system. Maybe last year that was the year to identify those problems. This year may be the year to identify drainage problems, right?
Exactly right. I mean, if you look back a year from last week, I think I saw our Northeast Climate Center put out some data that said we had been experiencing one of the longest dry periods in the summer months throughout the Northeast that we'd ever had. And now we're experiencing among the wettest growing seasons we've ever had. So obviously that is a way to expose things, but the more subtle things, right? Obviously if you've got poor drainage or if you have sand-based systems and they're not draining well, right? You could be because you're accumulating too much organic matter at the surface. And if that is the case of too much organic matter at the surface, then you simply have to get on a more aggressive sand top dressing program, which, to be honest, at this time of year, with the way the growing conditions are, you could top dress at will. There's very little heat stress the last several days. Looks like we're going to be cool for a little bit. Might get a warm-up and some storming returning later on. But certainly you could take advantage of this cool weather to do some of that immediate sorts of fixing, right? But there's also long-term things, Carl, like some of the disease things we've talked about in the past where, you know, if you're really struggling with chronic dollar spot in a particular area, or you keep getting leaf spot on your bluegrass, or you're getting hellacious amounts of brown patch or even pythium on your ryegrass, maybe you should start thinking about incorporating more resistant varieties. Talk to your seed salespeople. I don't think people are spending enough time talking to the people who sell seed, and or they're buying sod, which limits the number of varieties they can get. And, you know, we had a tough spring this year with sod. Mm-hmm. I will say, all that sod we saw in the spring that was really struggling looks pretty darn good right now. So it's obvious that these varieties were developed for this time of year. And I think it's worth mentioning as we wrap up the little bit of concern that I mentioned last week about gray leaf spot.
Yeah, so we've heard reports kind of this in the Midwest, kind of, right? A little bit early. Maybe we could talk about that more.
Yeah, gray leaf spot puts fear in the hearts of people that are growing ryegrass and tall fescue. This particular pest came through in the 90s and so bad in the Mid-Atlantic region that was filled with ryegrass fairways and filled with tall fescue in the surrounds at higher heights of cut was getting taken out by this pericularia rice blast disease known in turf as gray leaf spot. It doesn't happen all the time. It typically happens a little later in the season after a dry period, but it could be that we've been so overwhelmingly wet that we're starting to have problems with it now. So I think we're going to talk more about this in the next few weeks when we talk to our expert diagnosticians. Mm-hmm. But I think for now what I would tell you is if you're considering doing overseeding with rye or tall fescue, I would hold up on that unless you're prepared to treat them with fungicides, because seedlings of even resistant varieties can be susceptible to gray leaf spot in the seedbed. So if you're going for some overseeding, you might want to be careful at this time of year, unless you're prepared to apply some fungicides. And we're going to get into this in much more depth in the written up issue that we're doing this week and in next week's podcast when we get a little bit more information about it.
Perfect. There's your heads up, your weekly heads up on growing season issues. As always, keep on listening to our Shortcut Early Bird podcast. We'd really appreciate reviews on either iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. As always, follow us on Twitter and Facebook for weekly and daily updates. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.